for the neighborhood? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I just want to make sure the other folks don't end up having to pay $1,500 a piece to upgrade the water supply because we've added a bunch of units. And it's going to have to be done.
With the cost covered by the developer of this parcel.
Right, yes.
So, Scott, do you feel comfortable with the motion that's
on the approval floor? Of sufficient water supplies available for the number of units planned and presented tonight with the cost of that covered by the developer of this.
As the recommendation.
And then between now and the county commission meeting, they can do some research and be able to answer some of
those
questions.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Definitely will now, for sure. Yeah. I'm sure our civil guys are on it, but definitely need some more intel.
Okay. Okay, with the motion and second, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That was 8-0. Thank you. Appreciate
all right.
Your time.
Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it.
County Commission meetings Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday the 16th.
Okay.
Next up, we have proposed nightly rental use at 514 Skyline Road, Branson.
So this is conditional use permit application number 21030. Jason Hyde and Denise Trawick are seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single-family home, which is actually half of a duplex, located at 514 Skyline Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned R2, 1 and 2 family residential district. The property is served by Missouri American Water for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off Skyline Road on a driveway in a MoDOT right-of-way. So this is our standard conditional use permit with the highlighted items in red that are different from the standard one. So based on your 7 occupancy, or 7 bedroom, your occupancy will be 16. For occupancy of 16, you'll need a total of parking of 8. And then I added a wastewater. So number 5 would be the on-site septic system would be upgraded or evidence the system is sized for the 16 occupants with review or permit through Taney County Environmental Services. So that's a new add-on to the staff report you guys probably got. That's a staff recommendation. So State Highway 265, Animal Safari Road. You heard one down in this location not very long ago. This one is here. That drive comes in here. This great big area here is that high road right-of-way that carries up through to their driveway and a little ways past. Then it turns into a privately owned road right-of-way. As you can see, their drive is here, right-of-way. This is half the duplex, the north half. Here's the south half. So in essence, the only touching property is this parcel here that has no structures on it, besides the other half of the duplex. So here's our current zoning. Of course, this is blank because it's all that high road right-of-way. And then we have R1, that's all through this area. And there's an R3 in this location. And then all this that's darker is actually the city of Branson. So this is from Skyline Drive, just before you go down the hill.
Okay.
I drove around the end of the unit. This paved road carries on down. This next picture is somewhat down over the hill looking back to the south. And then I took a picture looking back up the driveway. And I took a picture back to the main Skyline Road is up here in the distance. This is the road that accesses that parcel. At that, I would turn it over to your applicant or representatives, and I'll pull it up on Beacon again.
Is the applicant here? Y'all want to come up?
I'm actually going to be representing the applicant. My name's Brad Youngblood. I'm at 395 Denver Road, Branson. And I'm assisting with this transaction. And not only with assisting will be my wife, and she'll be actually managing the property as M&M Management, Property Management of the Ozarks. We're a local-based management company that's 20 minutes away from this property. We have a full staff service. So we're basically everything that we do is all hands-on. We're there if there's issues, problems. We're with there within minutes of a complaint. We have a zero tolerance policy, which means we get a complaint. The next complaint is out with no money returned, so it's pretty effective. And we've been in this business for a minute. We vet all of our clients out. We don't encourage parties. We have a strict age limit of 28 to be able to actually book the property. And, we run a clean ship. So, at first I was hesitant to come in and look at Skyline because it's just of the Skyline subdivision itself. But with this property, it's if you've been down to this property, you'd know that it would kind of fit the bill with what we're trying to do. It is got buffer all the way around it. If you look back towards the neighborhood, you actually cannot see a house near you just because it sits up on the hill. I know there's been one that's been operating there at 290 Lone Pine. That's been a vacation rental. I know about quarter mile back towards 165 Chateau Ridge has got their subdivision in there. And as far as what we're wanting to do, it's away from the public eye, away from the neighbor's eyes. It sits down off the hillside. And then the one that is on the lower end of us, I believe, is operating as a vacation rental as well. It's got a private access road into it, so we actually don't have to go through the neighborhood. So, and then we just request that we can get a special use to this property today.
So have you been in communication with the duplex owner on the that's adjacent?
Yeah, to he's actually here today with us.
Okay.
Good.
Well, let's see. Do we have anyone that's signed up to speak on behalf of the application? If you want to step up, sir.
I'm the owner, and I'm selling it to them. And it's not a lot of changes. We've had 14 people in our house numerous times, never had a complaint, never had any problems. And we've parked a whole lot more than 8 cars there. So I don't see where we have a problem with anything. It's 8,000 square feet, and it's 3 levels, and there's lots of room. And I've never had one complaint with 14, and that's my grandkids and everybody. So I can't see there'd be any problems. It's not going to increase any load on anything. So,
so you're the owner of the one up for the application, right?
I'm up for the owner for application, and my neighbor is here in support of it also.
Okay. Perfect.
Sir, what's your name?
Anyone else to speak? On behalf?
On behalf, yes.
Yeah.
My name is Troy Ford.
Good evening.
And I live at 518 Skyline. And I'm all for it. We're a very, it's a very quiet neighborhood, and we have our private street coming in. And I've been there when he's had his family there, and there's been no problem. And the parking is, there's lots of parking there. And the houses, like mine, I'm upgrading it right now. So I'm all for it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And your name?
Troy.
Did you get his name? I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else for the application?
My name is John Lee. I live at 280 Meadow Ridge North. I'm the other side of the realtor that's working on this property. So to me, it seems like just a, you know, it's all on its own. It's got its private, you know, there's only two homes on that road, and there's a little one further up, a couple blocks up further. But private, you don't see, I don't know if any of you guys have been out there, but it's private. You don't see any other homes around there. They've got their own, you know, they're on American water. They've got their own septic systems. I bet on 514 side, I bet you, front, side, back, I bet you could park 12 vehicles back in there. So to me, it's like, you know, I know maybe some of the neighborhood further away isn't for it. They don't even see it. I mean, it's so private there. So anyway. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Who do we have signed up to speak in opposition? Do you have an order you want to go in or start this direction?
My name is Tim Kidwell, and if you go back to that last picture, I'll show you where I live. I live at 266 Skyline Road, which it's on there. Wherever the water tower is, back at the beginning of the, there you go, that's my property right there. As you can see, there's a valley that separates my home and the home that we're discussing here. And we can see the home, you know, from my house, from my back deck. And it is a beautiful home. I've been in the home in years past when, I don't know if they owned it or someone else, but and so there's lots of room. Everything they said is true about it. And my concern is, you know, when they've had family in, we could hear the family. But it was the time of year that we had our own family in, you know. It was time to have family and have a little noise of celebrating the holidays or whatever. I understood that. Never had any complaints, you know, wouldn't complain. The problem is that when you turn it into a nightly rental, it goes from family to vacationers, and it goes from family occasionally to possible vacationers every night, and the noise of changing from night to night, possibly, you know, if it's a nightly rental, every night it could be, if there's 12 people that can be in it, it could be 12 different people every night. You know, that's my major concern is, you know, we've gone, it is a quiet neighborhood, just like they said. That's why 12 years ago we bought the home we bought. We've got 160 acres behind it there. That's nothing but woods. The property in front of my home used to be woods. Now they built 5 lodges up there. That's at the front of the subdivision, you know. But now as we come into the subdivision, you know, this is where we live. And gentlemen, I understand. I love Branson. I understand that it's a tourist town, that we depend on the tourism to be able to make a living in this town. But the people that live here really ought to be put first as far as our voices as to what's going on around here. The consideration, you know, we want Branson to continue to grow and to be strong. But we also ask that there be some consideration for our voice, you know, when it comes to the things that are important to us. We that live here, we that are going to stay here. We that want